USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein's victim's attorney, Lisa Bloom, is reacting to the millionaire sex trafficker's apparent suicide. Bloom says she was disappointed by the news because she was hoping Epstein would face his crimes and receive the punishment he was due.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
The deadly murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio have prompted renewed calls for gun reform legislation. During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas outlines a bill that he'd like to see Congress pass.
We ought to take up the bills that are currently pending in the Senate to deal with background checks. This is very important. Comprehensive background checks.
The president did say he's willing to work with Democrats and Republicans regarding legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump says the United States will respond after several nations have issued travel warnings after a series of deadly mass murders in the United States.
We are a very reciprocal nation with me as the head. When somebody does something negative to us in terms of a country, we do it to them.
Several countries, including Japan, Germany, Venezuela, and Canada, have issued advisories about gun violence after the murders that left more than 30 people dead in the last month. At the Democratic presidential debates last month in Detroit, Washington Governor Democratic presidential candidate Jay Inslee called President Trump a white nationalist. During an appearance on Fox News, he defended his rhetoric.
When you land at an airport, you'll see these signs protecting us against terrorism. And it says, if you see something, say something. I see something. I see constant appeals to division from Donald Trump. I see constant missing opportunities to help unite us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as many people search for answers after two killers committed mass murders in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, Dr. Warren Farrell believes that there's a boy crisis in America, and he tells Fox News why he wants the president to get involved.
Because boys have been having increasing numbers of problems. Boys are much more likely to commit suicide now than girls are, four to six times as likely in their late teens and early 20s. Their life expectancy is going down. That's amazing that any sex's life expectancy is going down. Girls' life expectancy is not going down. Their sperm counts are going down by 50%. Their IQs are going down. They're much more likely to feel that anger that comes without having jobs. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell pointed out there's two crises that are occurring in the future. One is the cyber warfare, and the second is the boy crisis. Yeah. And so if we're not preparing our schools with male teachers, with communication systems, teaching girls and boys in elementary school to communicate with each other rather than bully each other, teaching their parents to communicate with each other so that there aren't the divorces that lead to the absence of fathers.
Dr. Farrell is co-author of a book along with John Gray titled The Boy Crisis. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.